Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
Did you know that there's a fellow in chat from Fox News?
Fox News.
So if we say something very newsworthy today, we could have a shot. Who knows? But welcome to everyone that's listening to the show today. It is July 19th, so that means it's Tuesday. So we're going to do SEO tips for Tuesday.
And what's new? What is new in SEO?
Well, not really new, but what we've continued to do is provide new technologies and opportunities for people that want to study and learn and do SEO, and in particular, local SEO. So in researching the show, I found a post in Moz by a lady named Miriam Ellis, whose headline said, "Why I'd recommend local SEO as a promising career for millennials." And now in answer to that question about millennials, the year the millennials were born started in 1982 and it lasted for about 6 years, according to what I found. So anyway, obviously I'm not a millennial. The report today is going to discuss local search engine optimization, basically seeks to create a mirror image of real world communities on the web. So it's making easy peasy to find information about the best schools, the best parks, the best churches, etc., in your local community. So that when you get off the ferry, you go, well, I'm here. I wonder what there is to do. And so if someone's done a good job with the local SEO, that's attainable. Now, in terms of matching your local SEO to your business type, there's a local SEO checklist that's been developed, and we've got the link for that on the show notes. And as always, the show notes are available at thegeiercookreport.podbean.com. And why Podbean? Oh, it's just that good. So go into the show notes there, and you'll see the link to the post from Moz. Local-SEO-checklist at the end. Also check and see if your business is listed in the GMB. That's Google My Business listing, which is google.com/business to find that. Okay? So then you think, well, that's got to be it. But wait, you are not done yet. There are some local SEO steps that work for businesses of all kinds. And that checklist is on the show notes link, and it's got the link to things like technical website criteria, citations, earnings reviews, social media for local business, etc. And I've got all the links there that are from Moz's blog. And then I also put the comment in there that one part of local SEO is the use of video. So the proliferation of video content has migrated from the field of entertainment straight into the business world. Video content for B2B firms are finding a wide range of uses for video content, from how-to videos to expert interviews. So video appeals to a different audience than the long-form written content would appeal to, and provides an avenue for non-writers like me to create powerful, hopefully, and expert-grade material. And by doing enough research, enough looky-loos, we can find good information to share. Out in the real world is the last bit of information about local SEO. And the local SEO checklist that's contained there was commented on by a fellow, Faisal Kaleem. He's a Moz community user that says, he said this 4 months ago, and he's got a set of 9 different comments that he made in there, and I've indexed those on the show notes. And one of the things that was talked about in the local SEO was the use of schema for tags. Okay, and you've heard me say it already, if you're doing the local SEO, that you need to have NAP, name, address, phone number, right? Well, the schema builder, believe it or not, doesn't have a line item for your phone number. So if one hand is telling you, oh, you got to have your name, address, and phone number, but the tool we give you to do it with doesn't let you have the phone number, what do you do? Well, it's in the show notes. In Schema, to generate a phone, when adding NAP information, use the micro data generator, and the link is there in the show notes for you to have and use. So that being said, if you're a millennial and you're looking at career change, local SEO might be where you want to go, and we've got you a set of links there that'll get you up and going. Now it's shout out times, and of course we start with the shout out for the company that likes to clean in Edinburgh. Dusters is their name, in Edinburgh, Scotland. Fraser Ramsey, the principal at Edinburgh Dusters, said to me one Thursday afternoon, hey, why don't you have the cook report? Well, I don't know. I've got a background. I've been thinking about it. Well, let's just do it. Here's the graphic. And so the cook report was born, and later it evolved to be the Geyer cook report. Because as Kelvin can attest, that wasn't doing well on SEO. Cook report was like on page 14 or something like that because of all the other ones that were there ahead of us. So thanks to Fraser Ramsey for that. Thanks to Screencast-O-Matic for the excellent screen recorder they're giving us. If there's a screen recorder for Windows better than Screencast-O-Matic, I've not seen it. And that's why we're using Screencast-O-Matic. Thanks to Eileen Smith for telling us about that. And thanks also to the Blab channel, Friends Just Chatting. If you go to Friends Just Chatting weekday mornings from, oh, I'd say from 9 a.m. on in Greenwich Mean Time, you'll see that logo there, and that's exactly what it is. It's Friends Just Chatting. They have a Facebook group also, so if you can't find them online, go check the Facebook group and see if they've moved to some other interface. Thanks for listening and watching us on YouTube. If you're on YouTube enjoying the show, give us a thumbs up or a subscription or both. We'd like both. And there's a link in the show notes to the complete archive of the Geyer Cook Report with a bit.ly short link, and it'll say VDH YouTube, which is short for Vdomain Hosting. And so listen to the podcast content under the Geyer Cook Report at Stitcher, at Spreaker, at Podbean, like I said, because they give us into iTunes. If your podcast isn't going to iTunes, you're not doing it right. And like it says in the show notes, we're on firetalk.com under the dash Geyer Cook, all one word, dash report. So you just want to put in https://whack/whack, where you want to call it, firetalk.com, whack, the dash Geyer Cook dash report for the friends that are listening in audio. That's how you get it done. And when you get there, click the subscribe button, and then you'll be notified whenever we're live again. Just get a notification. You can see us on iTunes, you can hear us on iTunes, and you can see us on YouTube. You can get the RSS feed. You can get the evaluation question from the show notes, and we'll have an invitation there to become a patron of the Geyer Cook Report. So we can, some people, I won't mention any names, want to get paid someday. You know, it'd be nice to have some wine o'clock money.
Yeah, and, well, got to pay for the vacation.
Exactly. You know,
add the clutch to the car.
Yeah, and the drip the car has now might cost even more. Have you got that straightened out?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And that's about it for the Geyer Cook Report SEO Tips Tuesday. Have I forgotten anything?
I think we just mentioned the show notes one more time.
Oh, the show notes, as always, the Geyer Cook Report, all one word, .podbean.com. And if that doesn't work, just put in number signed the Geyer Cook Report, and you can find us most easily. And thanks to Vdomain Hosting, that's my parent corporation, for giving the time set aside to do the show. And on that note, I'm going to say those famous words that end every show with. It's a wrap.